sick. Now
would you say that she...
Oh, Vera would be sick, too.
All right. So, the nurse at the high school sent the girl home early because the girl... What at school? The girl... What?
Could have finished at work.
Well, let's say the girl was feeling well before she went to school. But then at school, she...
Could have been taken suddenly ill.
All right. Or, if we want to use sick, we'd say that she... What? Instead of using suddenly ill, let's use the word sick. So, the girl was feeling well before she went to school, but when she got to school, they had to send her home early.
Don't you see?
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick, what?
In his stomach.
What's that?
In his stomach.
What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration that immediately after a wedding, some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom, so they have this celebration, this loud celebration. They often go to where the bride and groom's house is.
A serenade.
Good. Ever heard it called anything else? No. Okay. What do you call a hobgoblin that housewives sometimes threaten children with in order to make them be good? You know, you hear a housewife say to a child, "You'd better behave or what will get you?"
No. The old hobgoblin gets you.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Merry Christmas.
All right. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, "Man, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far."
Lug it any further.
All right. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell. It lives in water.
I'm a terror.
What do you call a similar animal that lives on land instead of water?
We call him a gopher, but that's not right here.
All right. There's no right and wrong. A lot of people call them gophers around here.
The tortoise.
What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Chitlins.
All right. Anything else inside the hog?
The milk. The liver, the lights, heart.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body? Right here.
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Skiff.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, "That's certainly a pretty one of beads."
Pretty strange.
All right. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Gave him a thrashing.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Okay.
All right, you might say he was down on his... He sat down on his... You know, he sat down on his...
Haunches.
Good. Oops. What are some words that mean a stingy person?
Oh, my. Tight one.
Good.
Skin flint.